very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello and welcome back to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all things that made us kiss, made us cry, and make us wonder what is about to go down at the ISU World Championships this week. I am Ashley Wagner.
I am also curious about the ISU World Championships because my name is Adam Rippon, and here with us, as always, still without Olympic title, Sarah Hughes, not Olympic champion.
Yep, here I am, still without it. I wonder if I'm ever going to get an intro that's not about what I don't have. Maybe we'd start talking about something I do have.
We used to mention your Emmys.
That's true.
Well, used to. Is the key.
Yeah, those are very passe now.
Well, yeah, but we realize that we don't have Emmys or Olympic titles. So
what's something that all three of us have?
Personalities.
Trauma.
Friendship. Okay.
Trauma. Personalities, friendship, and trauma.
Yeah, that's the
ties that bond famously.
The holy trinity.
The ties that bond famous people.
Right.
Traumatic friendships with a lot of personality are the ones that last.
That's so true. The ones that don't last are the ones that are based in healthy boundaries, or
always thought that.
No, someone... what would you even do with a friend who you had normal boundaries with?
Nothing.
Oh, that's not a friend. That's an acquaintance.
That's right.
A therapist. It's a teacher. It's a mentor.
That's my future profession. Boundaries, because they are legal.
Did you see the tweet about Kate Middleton that just said maybe she's drawing a boundary?
No.
We all need to take a page out of Kate's book and disappear / maybe be dead.
To our point, that's what happens when you draw boundaries, though.
Right,
you end
disappear.
Up missing. Yeah.
You end up with the abdominal surgery.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, hi everyone. World Championships are this week in Montreal, and we are recording this a little bit early. We're putting it out a little bit early because I'm traveling to Montreal this week, and competition starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all who celebrate.
Yeah, and hopefully this makes up for the late episodes that we've done in the past, because this is
yeah,
early.
We won't let you forget it. Be grateful.
Yeah, next time we're late, we'll be like, remember that one time?
That we were early.
And it was for Worlds too. Bonus.
Yeah, this is bonus. Yeah.
Can you guys believe?
It's been 84 years.
Yeah, it does.
It's true.
Who's competing?
Everyone.
Everyone.
I feel like in the meantime between the Continental Championships and now, I've been sort of in the headspace where you were, Ashley, of like, who's competing at this? And then when I started looking at it before this episode, like last week, I was thinking, wow, this is going to be a great Worlds.
I think it's going to be good.
I do too. I think it's going to be very exciting.
I mean, we were literally just saying before we hit record that for pairs and women, it could be anyone.
Yes.
And I think that's so exciting.
Totally. And I think like in the men's event, there are multiple people with a legitimate chance to win. In dance, I think it's a little less like that, but it's still not set in stone who's going to win.
When was the last time that we went into a world where, I mean, I think you're bringing up a good point. Almost every discipline.
Yeah.
The champion is not a guarantee. And I think that that's such a treat. I think it's going to be the best men's event that we've seen in forever.
I mean, even more so the medalists.
Yeah, the medalists even more
the
so.
The podiums are going to be even crazier because those are truly super, super wide open. At least like with a women's podium, you can imagine that Cowrie will be on there some way or another. But the medalists, it could be anyone down from like Nina Pinzeroni, Amber Glenn. Like it could literally be anybody.
Yeah, God
it could
willing.
Be me.
Oh my God, what
I
could
do
see
it.
Our little Belgian girl and Amber Glenn on the podium.
Did I just name a podium? That would be so terrifying.
That's a potential podium.
It is.
Yeah, that's a totally a potential podium. But I could name two other people to join Kaori, and it would be also completely possible.
Well, then do it.
Okay. Do it. Hana Yoshida and Luna Hendrix.
Yeah.
Totally possible.
Yeah, I mean, Ashley? I said Nina instead of Luna just to be like
different,
so chaotic. And then I heard it and was like, I mean, it could happen. Ashley, go, please.
Name your two girlies. Who do you think?
I mean,
the point is that it's not we're picking right now. The point is that you could name two names.
Yeah, it's
that
like throw
we haven't
a dart
named
at a map.
Oh, that's like just so confident that I could name two female figure skaters. Well, like I just honestly thought
we already named six people, which is probably a
no.
Lot.
It could be Rion, and it could be Isabel. Like,
well, it couldn't be Rion because she's not going. But right.
So that was what I got off of the Grand Prix final because I panicked and I'm like, I need to name another figure skater.
No, but the third Japanese girl, Mona Chiba, totally possible.
Exactly.
With Isabel, like. That's completely possible.
Yes, it could be Mona Chiba. Also, okay, I was thinking, and like Mona Chiba's really having some sort of like Hae In Lee from last season moment right now.
Totally, like peaking at the exact right time.
Where it was like during the Grand Prix, I was like, I'm happy to see this girl.
I'll be honest.
Yeah,
I was underwhelmed.
Me too. I was just like, good for her for being on the Grand Prix circuit. And now she's sending me a personal DM going.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah. Watch me. Get ready with me for my Irish step dancing. I don't know what accent this is.
Get ready with me for my Irish step dancing competition.
It's morphed into every accent that will be demonstrated at the World Championships.
It was like an ode to internationalism.
It's kind of like Madonna's accent where it's like it belongs to no country now.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just get ready with me. I was telling Adam that I was in a meeting last week and there was a list of production ideas on the screen. And one of them was like a get ready with me something or other. And I almost had to turn my camera off because I started laughing.
Get ready with me.
Imagining get ready with me for my Irish step dancing competition.
It's so good. Get ready with me for my Irish step dancing competition. There we go. I'm back. Full turtle of Gold Los Angeles.
We need to get you a piece. We need to get you like a foam donut and a wig.
Yeah, I do need that.
An orange paint.
Yeah, this is actually a great conversation to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Get ready with me, my Irish step dancing competition.
It's a shame we don't have any Irish skaters to talk about.
Yeah, no. We do. Carolyn Soucis and Shane Fieris in ice dance.
They're still competing.
They skate for Ireland now.
Yes,
they switched.
That's right. I know, I noticed that.
Yeah, they switched. So we do have a known quantity from Ireland coming to World Championships.
Poltorovko, Los Angeles.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna say something so stupid. Okay, so for the draft, to make it easy for myself, I made a Google Doc where I wrote everybody's name out and I wrote the country. Because just when there's so many names, I mean, like, there's 40 men that I wrote out, and there's, like, 36 ladies. And so I wrote, like, the abbreviation of the country next to it so that, like, you know, when you're just seeing so many names, you're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And when I saw Shane Fieris and the abbreviation IRL, I was like, what country is in real life? And it wasn't until right now I went, that's Ireland, you fucking idiot. What country is in real life?
Well, in real life, it is Ireland's day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to that girl on TikTok who's doing Get Ready With Me and Shane Fieris.
Yes, to them both. That reminds me of one of my favorite 30 Rock jokes where like Jane Krakowski is like reading a recipe and she goes, beat two eggs. At what?
Oh, 30 God. Rock is just an absolute gem of a show.
I
can't tell you though how many times I hear just like her quotes and I relate to them on a very spiritual level where I'm like, that's gone through my head for sure.
Yeah. Like the one, I love seeing the one, it applies to so many situations where you're like, it says, I'll do it, but only for the attention.
Relevant.
Relevant.
Me, IRL.
Yeah. You, IRL. Ireland.
I can't believe I didn't. I just went, whatever, next. I just kept typing and like.
You're like, I don't have time for this.
Try to joke with us.
Oh my God.
All right.
So Wednesday is the pair short program and the women's short program. So we start on pairs? I feel like pairs is a wide open event.
Yeah, let's start with pairs. I think, okay.
Do you have wide open spaces on your soundboard? It would be really nice if you could play that right
now.
Oh,
God. Wow. If I had it ready, it would be playing. But it's not ready.
So unprepared.
God. Well, you know who's not unprepared is Deanna Stellata Dudek and Max Deschamps. Because I think that the magic of a home world championships could be something that kind of carries them through the entire event. And I do think I believe that they could be world champions.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, I totally believe they could be world champions. But this is one of those events where I feel like several teams could be world champions. I feel like we don't really know what to fully expect from Riku Mura and Ryuichi Kihara because they just came back at Four Continents and it wasn't their best because they've been injured all season. But if they're really good, they're hard to beat.
Yeah. I mean, also when we were talking with KMT, she was saying like, if there is a team that's going to be able to continue that upward trajectory from an injury, it's them. So yeah. I would say like, you can't count them out. And I'm really excited to see what they're able to put out on the world stage. I mean, you have the Italians.
I know both Italian teams both could Italian be on teams. The podium. Yeah. The cat, our favorite cats program. Mm-hmm.
What I would our do to see program. Kitty Paws stand atop a podium.
World champion Kitty Paws.
Oh,
cats on top.
That would be a fever dream.
That would be a fever dream.
But also a genuine possible reality, which is insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not untrue.
Okay. Can I say, though, Sarah Conti and Niccolò Macchi, who I love, we all, I think, share that feeling.
We all stan.
I'm a little disappointed that they went back to their old short program, which I don't know if you guys knew they did that, but they did. They abandoned their grandfather's wedding song, and they've gone back to their previous program, which is a good program, but they've used it for like 4 years.
Yeah, but that's so Italian. That's so European behavior of like, if it is broken, continue to use it.
Yeah. I subscribe to that school of thought.
I'm not even saying it was broken. I'm just saying I liked the new one.
Me too. But
did you like
I just...
it because it was new?
Maybe, partially.
But it's
wrong?
No, it's not, because I like new things. Something old, something new.
Wagner
Bell. Go one, two.
That's actually, let's just be honest, that is very clever.
Yeah.
Found a way of making names.
No one has ever said Lynn Rutherford isn't clever.
No.
And
we never will here.
Cunty that you kind of have to respect it.
Yeah.
You don't kind of. You legitimately have to legally.
Well, I don't have to respect it, and yet I do.
You're right. You don't have to.
I don't have to.
I mean, yeah. And we'll also get to see...
Haase and Volodin.
Exactly.
Yeah, Grand Prix Final Champions. I mean, that's like... This is... I mean, all of these teams have great programs and potential to be on the podium, obviously, but win if things go right.
So then what do you think it's going to come down to?
I mean, I think you just have to be clean.
Yeah, I think
there are some teams, you know, Riku and Ryuichi, Deanna and Max, who are artistically above, but they still need to execute. Like, I still think in this field, you're going to need to be clean. Because even if you look at the Georgian team, Anastasia and Luca, they just won junior worlds. Mm-hmm. They are really good, too. Like, I think they're not going to get
as... Is she the one that has, like, a severe middle part low pony?
Yes.
Okay. I think, yes. They're fast.
Can I say something? I know that a middle part is, like, very popular now, but, like... in Montreal, the middle part low pony was always relevant.
The chokehold that hairstyle has.
When I think of middle part low pony, I think immediately, say it with
Caitlin
me.
Caitlin Hawaiik.
No. Cynthia Phaneuf. Sarah, do you even know that? Do you know that name?
Okay. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But she, I don't even think her hair can go back. I think it can only go side to side. She was, and that was a Montreal thing. Like, I'm talking like 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
They were middle parting when everyone was slicked back. When Ashley was in ring curls.
They were middle parting. Yeah.
They were middle parting.
Wait,
they
I was thinking about Ashley's curly ponytails last night because I watched Bring It On. And all those girls at the national cheerleading competition had curly ponytails.
And I thought, that was such a moment.
You know,
the best part about this curly ponytail was that, first of all, because I have pin straight hair and every curl just falls out tragically. So I had to spray it with this, like, it's definitely illegal now because it's bad for the environment, but it would like turn my hair into glue and it was rock solid. And I had these crunchy curls and then I had to hold them in with a hairnet until the last minute. And it was always Shirley Hughes acted like it was a weakness that my hair wouldn't hold a curl. And I mean, I'm like, no, my weakness is that I can't land a jump on one foot, but sure. If you want.
No. Look up in the mirror.
Yeah. You see these flat curls? They were ringlets 10 minutes ago.
It was a weakness.
Oh my God.
And she was right. But yes, that is the team I'm thinking of, middle part, low pony.
Yes.
And it is Caitlin Hawaiik.
It is. I mean, Caitlin Hawaiik, yes, middle
Caitlin
part.
Caitlin Hawaiik is, am I wrong? She's
the DJ of the event.
At this event? Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to know what her DJ name is.
Yeah, I'll find out. I'll report back. Maybe it's something like
some
that.
Some in-arena recordings. I know you're actually employed to do a real job, but like maybe we could get some live hits, you know?
Yeah, maybe some. Yeah, maybe I'll throw on my Irish accent and then do an Australian accent as well if I see any wild animals.
Yes, you could. You might. Yeah.
Deanna Stellato was on the World Junior Ladies Podium in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. And?
And
what
I
about
think
it?
She is going to be on the Senior Worlds Podium in 2024. Yeah.
That's so fierce.
It's crazy. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Like, I were doing that, I would be like, I'm flutzing with my life. I need to move. Beyond,
I need to move.
I need to move. I've been skating for too long, but her,
no,
it's so insanely fierce.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, it's so inspiring.
It is.
It's not even just like, because I feel like whenever people are like, she's such an inspiration, it takes away this like cutthroat, badass. Like, insane.
I love that when you hear something as inspiring, you go,
I'm like, it's a weakness.
That's a weakness.
No, but I know that someone listening to this podcast agrees with me. And it's
your
one
mother.
Other person. And it's, I was going to say, it's Shirley Hughes.
It's your mother. It's probably, it's somebody who told you, no, inspiring people is weak. Right. You are not weak. You are
you
German.
Inspire, the only thing you're inspiring
and
is
you
fear.
Speak German
unless
fluently.
It's fear, it's weak.
Unless you're inspiring fear, it's weak.
But she does inspire fear in me. If
yeah,
I would compete
I mean,
against Deanna.
What's crazy is I know what you mean. That, like,
Kelly
you're
also
like
says
softening the
thing.
Edges. Like you're softening the edges of like how incredibly tough.
Yeah.
You have to be. And you're like, don't soften it. Don't inspire me. Do something.
get out of here. Go do something with your
go
life.
Do something.
Yeah. So
you're about to go stand on a podium, if not the top of it.
I mean, that is at least one. I think that's probably Canada's best chance at a home world title.
Me totally. Too.
You know, Gillis and Poirier have a chance in dance too, but I think this is their best chance.
Oh, I mean, we'll talk about dance.
We will.
When we get
we
there,
will. But I,
there's
yeah.
a
by
world
the way,
where
when
that
I was
happens.
Looking at this, like Canada actually has pretty recent world champions in all four disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you have
true.
Caitlin Osmond.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin in 2018. Can you name their last one before that? They're all
champion?
In the last 11 years.
Their last Canadian
women's
world title?
No. I'm saying in all four disciplines. So Caitlin is
I
the
was
most
like,
recent
it was
woman.
Joanie, if anything.
Oh,
but
Patrick is their most recent man.
Yep. 2013.
Eric and Megan. Mm-hmm.
2016.
And Tessa and Scott.
2017. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah, so they actually have pretty recent world champions yeah. in all disciplines. I don't think the U.S. teams have a real shot in the pairs event. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hard to know for sure what Emily Chan and Spencer Howe will do given the injury. We haven't seen them do a free skate all year, but
yeah,
I just, without any momentum going in, I have a hard time imagining, like, they would just need other people to make mistakes, I think, to end up on the podium, even if they skate well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
it's
think.
Just no momentum. Like,
yeah.
it's really, yeah. It's
to
just
show up cold at world championships and you haven't done a no. free skate, like a competitive yeah. free skate all year, it's, yeah, that's hard.
That's not even cold. That's like rigid.
Freezing cold. It's inspiring, which is weak.
Hate that.
Should we go to the women?
Yeah, let's do the women, I think. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is, I feel like Kaori is the most.
The one to beat.
Like runaway favorite in all four disciplines.
Yeah, I would
like,
agree.
I don't think any discipline has a favorite that is feels like as sure of a thing as she does to me.
Okay, but is there something crazy in me saying like I kind of don't? I have a feeling that she's not going to win.
No, it's not crazy. That's not crazy. Go on. I want to hear
yeah.
the theory.
Yeah.
Okay. There's just something in me where I feel like
a mother's intuition.
Yes, it's my boobs.
There's
are
something
telling
in
me.
Her. It's breast.
My
milk.
Breasts are telling it's me that you will not be world champ. It's like it's a medium reading we're getting.
Yeah,
right now.
This is literally Karen and Mean Girls doing the weather.
Okay. I'm gonna say this, and I want to like whisper it, but I'm gonna just say it because Sarah's always telling me that my sound is so much lower than her.
You
so
can
I'm
whisper
not
for
whisper
effect.
It.
You can yeah. whisper for effect.
I think Amber.
Oh my god. I am upset that you even whispered that though, because I'm scared to acknowledge it's the possibility.
The power of it? The
yeah.
power?
Well,
but,
okay.
yeah.
Look,
well,
I think we all agree though
yeah.
that Amber with two clean skates that include a triple axel
no,
could
that's
be world
what I'm
champion.
Saying.
Yes.
Something in the wind is telling me. It's whipping by and it's like, Amber.
I'm not acknowledging what you said, but I, no, how about this? I'm acknowledging what you said, but I'm not responding to it because I'm going tip of the hat. I'm going, okay.
Yeah, a wink.
Because I think that, because we said this when we were at Nationals, and I remember after I watched her first practice and was like, this is the practice of a world champion.
Yes.
And so I'm on the same page as you. But I'm my lips are
you're letting
sealed.
That be out there. It's existing and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not asking my breasts where people are going to finish. I'm just,
well, they
I'm,
wouldn't tell you anything.
They don't tell me a damn thing, that's for sure. And they never have.
Yours aren't as useful as Ashley's.
And mine are a docket.
No, hers are giving life to another human right now.
Literally. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. Kaori, I guess, I just... Yes. Do I think Amber could win? Yes. I just think if Kaori is clean, which she so often is,
she dabbles.
I have a hard time imagining her
agreed.
Not winning. Yeah.
But, you know, Kaori's trying to do something that, if you remember the quiz.
Oh, I remember.
There has not been a three-peat of a world champion, three world titles in a row since Peggy Fleming. So she's doing
yes.
something that has not been done since the 1960s.
In a way, like, I want to see that happen.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's so impressive.
Yeah.
And I mean.
And then there's another part of me that's like, no one belongs in the echelon with Peggy Fleming. Like, we need a new world champion because it's not right. But I'm panicking. I can't believe that could happen.
Well, nobody's panicking more than Peggy.
And Kaori.
Peggy's
the
shaking.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah. She has that chartreuse dress at the cleaners right now. She's ready to put it back on.
Her beehive. She's teasing it right now.
She's up in Broadmoor training again. Yeah.
Lacing up her boots to her knees.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing the knee-length boots. And she goes, this bitch isn't going to take my... I'm going to win this title.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
Peggy might skate. Period.
Right. It's me, actually. I'm cosplaying as Peggy Fleming.
I also think it's possible that Luna is not on this podium. She's been on the last two world podiums.
I agree.
But I think she's just throughout the season seemed just not totally polished and like clean. And I, with the added pressure of being at Worlds, I don't know. That makes me feel nervous. I feel like it's totally possible she gets, you know, fourth or fifth.
Well,
but. Mm-hmm. Does the little Belgian girl beat her or not? That's the question I want to
answer. I don't think so. I mean, maybe she'll beat her. I don't feel like Nina is going to be on this podium.
No.
I think Nina's in a disaster competition on the podium. Like in a many right. people make mistakes.
But that could also happen.
Yeah.
It's women's figure skating.
I think Nina will skate well. I just don't think Nina has the second mark yet.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I think Nina will skate well. She's so young, as we know,
right.
that like I just don't think the pressure's gonna rattle.
No,
her.
That actually helps out when it's your first season. When people have successful first seasons and then everyone hypes them up, I'm like, get back to me when they've been around for four seasons and there's actually something at stake.
Yeah, and I and Luna carries that pressure for her too. It's you know, it's not just that she is newish; she also has a teammate. That mm-hmm. has been on the last two world podiums who enters with all the pressure.
That being said, the thing about Luna is that like if she makes a mistake, the programs die out a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they completely depend on her being perfect. Because even then, I'm still like, I'm not like totally into it. And so I feel like when there's a mistake, it's like, okay, uh-oh.
I feel like the biggest wild cards in the women's event are the American women.
Totally, because they both could be on the podium.
Yep, and both could be in eighth place.
Yeah.
As well. Like
that's, yes.
Like, I just have, and I feel just like I have no idea what to expect from them, especially since neither went to four continents. We're just sort of gonna see how this goes. But if they both skate well, they could both be in the top five.
Yeah.
Pretty easily.
I mean, they both could be on the podium in a situation. They both could be on the podium. I think
right.
Mona Chiba is going to be on the podium.
Do you? Because of the trajectory.
There's momentum.
Mm-hmm.
She has that second half of season momentum where it was like all of a sudden now the jumps are squeaky clean. She looks solid. Mm-hmm. She has that momentum from Four Continents. It's just, it's looking and it's feeling. My breasts are saying Mona Chiba, world medalist. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, I could see her or Hana Yoshida in the right situation being on the podium as well. Like, I want to see a triple axel. I want to see a few triple axels at this competition.
Oh, and you will.
I better.
I really like Hana Yoshida. I
Me
like
too.
Her programs this year. Like, I'm biased because I like Caitlin Weaver's choreography in general. But, like, I think she is really fresh.
Yeah.
And I just enjoy watching her. It'd be cool to see her on a podium.
Yeah. And then we're not even talking about our favorite Georgian, Anastasia Gubanova, who you never know what is going to happen with her. She has, like, pretty good scores relative to the other women this season.
Yeah.
I think
like,
she's
do
in,
I
like,
think she's a favorite for the podium? Not necessarily, but I think if some people aren't clean, she could be right there. Mm-hmm.
I think she's in like Nina Pinzeroni territory.
Yeah.
Where it's like you got some mistakes and you did a clean program, you're right there in the mix. You're gonna beat you can beat out some mistakes.
Yeah. And we haven't even talked about the South Korean girls. I mean, Haein has had a rough season, but I could, like, Chaeyoung Kim is also, I think, in the Nina Gubanova area of Cheyenne, I think, will go clean probably and be right there, you know, without the artistic scores. But if other people aren't clean, I could see that too.
And also, yeah, like Haein has had a bit of a rough season, but we've mentioned it before that like this time between the Continental Championships and the World Championships is a lot of time where you can sort of like reinvent yourself, and you can, it's like, we may feel like, oh God, she was a disaster, but like in reality, an athlete really can go from disaster to being in like World Championship shape in 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah. And she's the defending silver medalist.
Right.
Whew. Yeah. The women's event is going to be good.
Also, I just really want to point out Aliska Brezhnova.
Yeah.
Still in the event. And I'm also Josephine Taliagard.
Hell yeah.
We got our stately women there. I'm excited for that.
Aliska is my favorite knockoff version of Ashley Wagner.
Indeed.
We're both smiling.
I mean that not in a mean way. I feel like she has very clearly been inspired by your programs and your style.
Well, which we know is weak to be inspired.
That's why I'm mad. That's why I'm totally mad, agree. I've inspired someone.
Yeah, that's what actually makes you angry. Being an inspiration.
It's so true, though. It's so true. Once she got the red hair, I was like, oh, I get it, girl.
No,
I,
once she was doing Sweet Dreams.
By fate too.
When she was skating to Sweet Dreams, I was
and
like,
the dress was really similar to what Ashley
it was
wore.
Blue.
Yeah.
She stole
someone
it.
Has a fan.
It's very Maddie Skeezus.
It was
her.
The original stolen dress, and I kept my mouth shut. So,
did you?
No.
I feel like I remember hearing about it. No, that's the women's event is going to be good and fun, and it's a lot.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah,
I just love events where, like, genuinely, you have to skate clean to be competitive.
Yeah,
that's a fun event.
Yeah, I mean, unless everyone is a disaster, but I don't think that's gonna
happen. Which is also very possible.
No, I don't think that will happen. I think these girls are gonna bring it. No.
Similar to how you didn't want to speak into existence Amber Glenn potentially being a world champion.
You don't want to speak into existence a terrible event.
You don't want to speak into existence a perfectly clean women's event, because guess what? We bitches are sloppy and we'll fall down.
But you know what? I think that these women have had time to settle into the like landscape of this competition series.
Yeah, like
and
the,
I think
the
like
post-Russian figure skating era, everyone's a lot more secure in
believing
and also
that they
post-Olympic,
can get onto a podium.
Well,
like,
I think
the
middle year
before
like in an Olympic quad, I feel like always has good worlds. We got robbed of that last quad because 2020 was canceled, which is why we're in Montreal this time to make up for it. But 2016 was the last mid Olympic quad,
and it was
worlds,
a really good world
and it was
championships.
Really good.
Taking myself out of it, it was like
no, it was good. It was a well
really
skated
good
event.
Championships. Yes,
it was, not, and not just in the women's event. That was a good event across the board. Really good. So
we are in for a treat.
I think we are. I think we are. Okay.
No, I think we totally
should we
are.
Move on to the men? Because the men short program is the next thing that's going to happen. That's on Thursday afternoon. Men short.
Yes.
The men are going to be exciting.
Very.
Oh, I cannot wait.
There are, I think, tell me if you agree with this. Mm-hmm. I think there are 4 men with a legit chance to win.
Adam.
Shoma Uno, who is trying to win his third straight.
Yes.
Just like Cowrie.
Just like Penny.
Ilya Malinin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Adam Siawimfa. Yuma Kageyama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I leaving someone out who we feel like has a real title chance?
I don't think so. Those are my, like, 4 that I think... just kind of given the landscape and seeing how everybody's been doing, those are the 4 that I think that could come away with a title. Any one of the 4.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list and I would say that you've got it all.
Yeah. I think of those, I feel like the one with the worst chance is Shoma somehow.
What?
I know. But okay. I think the worst chance is Adam.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's Adam.
I think the best chance is Yuma. I'm saying it.
I think, yeah.
Oh,
well,
please me.
Yeah, I think, okay. Your point's well taken. I think Adam and Shoma are third and fourth in one way or another, probably, in terms of chances, if everyone were to go clean, though. Shoma, I just don't think will be clean. I think he's going to get marked up on his rotations, as he has been all season.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that you're going to see Shoma win or get third.
Like, yeah,
I don't
right.
see... I think you're going to see Yuma, Ilya, Shoma, Adam.
So that assumes, probably, though, that Ilya makes a mistake. Because I think with the technical base value, if he goes clean, he wins.
I agree. I think it's Ilya, Yuma, Shoma, Adam.
Yeah. I mean, purely if we're saying everyone goes clean, Ilya, I think, has, you know, is the clearest.
He's just going
to
run away
with
that
because of the technical. Yeah. But if we're thinking about who we think will actually really get it done, I mean, maybe it is Yuma, similar to Mona Chiba.
That's what I'm feeling.
Getting better and better throughout the season. Just won 4 continents. Like, looks great.
And that's really saying something, because he started off so strong.
Yeah. Well, and he didn't even skate his most amazing programs at 4 continents, but you can, like, tell that he's, like, comfortable.
Yeah, you
the
can see where he's at.
The artistic expression in these programs, he's so, like, into. It's so good.
Oh, I'm so
can't get
it.
Over how much I like him working with Carolina Costner.
I know. I just think that, like, of the four, for me, when I watch, like, the skating and the power and the quality, it feels to me like it's the best of the four. It's the best
of the
four. But
if you were
the most
if
balanced.
If you were to take out like a world of reason, what would you want the podium to actually be based on your actual favorites?
I think I would want Yuma to win.
I think I would want it to be Yuma. Then I would want it to be Adam. Then I'd want it to be Shoma. Then I'd want it to be Ilya.
I would want Yuma, Shoma, Adam.
I would want...
I can't abandon my son, Shoma.
I mean, I get that. I just, he's been sloppy.
But I want Yuma to, well, yeah, so I want Yuma to win. I love what he's doing. I think he's grown so much. Mm-hmm. In, like, an amazing amount in a time when he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see him win.
I think I'm going to do, I mean, obviously, I love Adam, but there's...
Yeah, your favorite skater.
I know.
Yeah.
He's
named
he's
after
favorite.
You.
My namesake.
Yes.
But I also feel like my order of preference, and I love them all.
Yes.
Yuma, Shoma, Adam, Ilya.
Uh-huh.
That's what I just feel. That's what I
and
feel.
And none of us are anti-Ilya on this show.
No,
but
we're,
I
no.
Think we're
pro
all...
Ilya.
I think we're pro Ilya, but I think we're also pro giving him a little more time in the oven artistically.
Well, this is my thing. Take all the jumps away, and it's the least mature of a lot of the skaters. Mm-hmm. It's just not...
And it's still so much better than what we saw yesterday. Like, he's improved leaps and bounds, and I think we just know where he's... Like, he's right on track to be in a great spot for the Olympics artistically.
Totally.
He just
I agree.
Needs a couple more seasons before we're like, yeah, he's on the same level.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. He's not at the same, like, Shoma can move, skate on 2 feet, look at somebody in the eye, and you get, like, full body chills. That's, I mean, that's performance. And none of the other four guys can do that like Shoma can.
Yeah, agreed. And I think Yuma and Adam are much closer to that, though, than Ilya
Completely,
is.
Completely, yes.
Like, Shoma's on his own level that way. And then you have kind of the other two, Yuma and Adam, in the middle. And then Ilya's a little bit behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you think about the jumps, Ilya leads the pack.
Right.
And that's why I think he's going to end up on the top of the podium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with the jumps, it's just like, they look... like, Yuma's jumps look... better, but Ilya does them so easily. It's just maybe like
Yuma has the most beautiful jumps ever. They're so pretty. I mean, maybe not ever, but they are some of the prettiest jumps I've ever seen.
Wait, this is a total side note and not related, but also related completely. I'm working with a little boy and I'm choreographing his program right now, and he's skating to Charlie Chaplin. Okay. And so I'm having him watch Javier's Chaplin medley, and I hadn't watched Javi's skating in a while.
Great skater.
Insane. His quads were amazing.
Speaking of mid Olympic quad world champions, he won in 2016. That was one of his years.
Crazy the level that men's skating has been at for as long as it has.
Mm-hmm. Well, even, you know, the other day I watched Caitlin Osmond's like Olympic 2018 skate and was like,
so good.
This was so underappreciated.
Caitlin Osmond was so yes, that's exactly the word I was going to use.
She
Caitlin
was the Osmond best
was
one.
So she was the best one, and I remember thinking and talking about that at the time with my team, like my little research group of friends, and like
your little research group.
Yeah, my little friends. And
I love like, when you do your little thing with your friends. You
we
make
were
your
doing
little,
little
money.
Research.
Yeah,
group,
doing our little
projects.
Jobs at our little, little competition job. At our little Olympics. Yeah, but I remember us having that conversation of Caitlin is the best one, but it got so overshadowed by Zagitova and Medvedeva being what they were jump wise that like,
but Caitlin wasn't even not doing what they were doing. Like she was doing the same jumps.
I know.
And she was doing it as a woman.
And they were enormous. Like I was like,
they were huge.
Really?
Like, that short program, that flip toe that she did in the short program was like the craziest combination every time she did it.
Yeah. No,
I remember because I competed against her, like both of us competed against each other our entire careers. And I remember always watching her and being like, if she can ever figure it out, she's going to be unstoppable. Because it was always like the if. And then when she finally did, it was so nice to see her actually like rewarded for it, too, because her jumps were insane.
Yeah.
But it makes you like, oh, wow, people were good. Because I remember, like,
skating is good.
Ugh.
Skating beyond the Russian skaters is good, and in that era, I feel like people forget about it.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah. Caitlin's Edith Piaf short program during the Olympics season is still one of my favorite programs of all time.
Agreed.
I loved that program. God,
I mean, I loved the free skate, the Black Swan. That being said, Ashley's Black Swan is one of my favorites, though. I still think of the arms in the spiral. Yeah,
I can't tell you how many people come up to me and they're like, oh, I love the arms in your spiral. And I'm like, no one ever mentions the jumps. And they shouldn't.
And you go, oh, yeah, what'd you think of my triplets?
And they're no.
They're like
the people
what
who like me are rude enough to be like, oh, you mean your flats? Loved it, girl.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
I appreciate that. Be honest to my face and behind my back.
Why are we talking about Caitlin Osmond?
Because I started talking about Javier Fernandez.
Oh right.
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
Which obviously
leads
right into Canadian skater, former world champion Caitlin Osmond.
Yes, everybody knows that. They're inextricably connected forever.
Is it confirmed, speaking of Canadian skaters, is it confirmed that Roman has, like, arrived?
I don't know. Good question.
With his skates?
Hopefully he does make it there.
Will you report to us from the ground, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, if I see him. If I see him, I'm live updating everybody.
Yeah.
Great, good to know.
So then this will be CNN.
Other skaters that we have not talked about in this men's event, Jason Brown.
Yes.
Who was fifth last year. I think will probably be maybe a little bit lower this year, given the field. Even
what
with
about,
clean
what do you think
skates,
about Camden?
But I don't know. What do I think about Camden?
I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah, when Camden's on, though, I think he could like definitely be a top six finish.
I mean, yeah, Camden got fifth at Worlds 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he's a wild
dark
card
horse.
A little. Like, whether he will be clean. And it matters what the other guys do, too. I mean, like, Junwon Cha, defending silver medalist, but has been injured. He's similar to the Japanese pair team. I'm just not sure what he's going to do.
Oh, you know who we haven't mentioned? JP's favorite skater.
Kaomura?
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, Calamira.
That's actually so true. Because he's another kind of like dark horse. I even think like Mikhail Shaidarov, Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. He could be in, he's in that,
he could be
he's
top
in
six.
The Nina Pinzeroni.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, hey, you know, like, he'll skate well.
Yeah,
we need to name that mix, and maybe we just name it the Nina Pinzeroni mix.
Yeah,
and
like, what is
even
we
when
need
she's
to make
a world champion?
Yeah, we need to make a name for the mix.
The Pinzeroni,
the little Belgian girls. Like, can we just call them the LBGs?
The LGBTs.
QIA plus.
We call it. Now he is LGBT. And could win. He could win LGBT.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he could. Yeah, but Kalmura is like a great skater and could very like be a factor for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so fast. I've never seen anyone so committed to like
the bit,
putting every ounce the bit, the comedy bit, because he's skating
fast
to something funny. No, he skates so with every ounce of energy he has from top to tail. Like, there's not a single second in either of his programs where I'm like, he's breathing. He's taking
a
second.
Yeah, no, yes. I'm exhausted when at the end watching his free skate.
But
I feel exhausted.
It doesn't look hard. Like,
yeah,
he's
in
not
great
a,
shape.
Yeah, he's fit.
Yeah.
He's in great shape.
It doesn't look hard until he's done. And then he looks out of breath. But, like, not until the very last second. Mm-mm.
Did you see last month that he went to Seoul, South Korea, to visit, and Haein and Junwon like took him around touring the city?
No.
This era of skaters is so cute.
So cute. Yeah, I love that.
My
and
era
Cao
of skaters,
had, like, his
not
hair,
friends at all.
He had his hair not, you know, styled, and so he had like bangs that it looked almost like he had dyed frosted tips. I think
it.
Maybe Fine. He does. But yeah, just touring around South Korea with his South Korean friends. Love it.
That's so cute.
I know, it's so cute.
That's so cute.
But yeah, the men are gonna be really good.
Now, the dance.
The dance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling another world title from Maddie and Evan. But again, I do feel like sometimes these like home world championships lead to these like magical moments where there's just like this momentum in an arena for certain skaters. Ashley, I see you nodding your head. I see your tongue dying to leave the roof of your mouth.
It is a home world in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Piper and Paul are winning. The end.
Well, I think it's now or never.
For Piper and Paul?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's not now or never, but there's never been a better opportunity.
Correct.
Than right
I agree.
No, now.
Yeah, I agree. What's interesting is, and I don't disagree with you, Ashley. I think most people who watch skating agree that Canada is probably the most egregious country in terms of like the home cooking scores that they like to give.
I mean, Skate Canada this year.
Yes, well, Skate Canada every year, but yes, right. Agreed. And the Canadian championships are always like that, too. I think, yes. The interesting thing to me is that because it's in Montreal, yes, they're in Canada, but this is sort of a home world for a lot of teams. Like, I checked, I went through and counted. There are 36 entrants, at least as of a couple of days ago, in the Ice Dance field. 13 of them are at mm-hmm. Ice Academy of Montreal.
Yeah. But Sarah, let me remind you that when we go to the judges panel, home is where the passport is from.
You're right.
And
no,
there's only
right.
one of those teams, and they're not based in Montreal.
No, you're
but their
yep.
passport was from the Ottawa City Council. I don't know where a Canadian gets their passport from the Department of State and Territory. In
the Department
Calgary.
Of Province.
Justice.
Oh, in Calgary. I am the Calgary Tourism.
That's true. Yeah, you
that's
were
right.
doing
so.
Yeah, some tourists.
Are you stamping
yeah.
the passports? But that's what I'm thinking, that like, yeah. yes, they all live there.
Yeah, no, I know. I know it's different. I know it's different, but I think
Lithuania.
It's... But
like,
how,
who has more influence, Skate Canada or the Ice Academy of Montreal?
Who knows?
That's hard to say. That is hard to say. Hmm. Because it might be the Ice Academy of Montreal.
Think, yes, makes I you mean, think twice.
Yeah.
Makes you think twice.
Yeah.
I mean, because Skate Canada.
That is also, by the way, sorry, 13 out of 36 teams is nuts.
Too many.
That's
too many.
More than a third of the field has the same coaching team.
No, that's like Tammy Gamble at like the U.S. Championships.
And I did, by the way, I did include Christina Carrera and Anthony Ponomarenko in this, as since they're at the satellite school.
As you should have.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, who has more influence? It might be the Ice Academy of Montreal, which bodes well for Maddie and Evan.
We have, like, whenever there's like a monopoly in a business, like the U.S. government gets involved and breaks them up. Like, I feel like we need to do that.
The ISU needs to get involved.
It's too many people at one camp.
Yeah, they're so known for making good decisions at this point.
Okay, well, let me remind you that at the last World Championships last year and this year's Grand Prix Final, the top five was the exact same. Mm-hmm. Chalk and Bates, Guignard and Fabry from Italy, Gillis and Poirier from Canada, Fear and Gibson from Great Britain, and Fournier, Boudry, and Sorensen, Canada.
Five. That is five.
Yeah. I don't think.
Five.
I will say I don't think, and we'll see, but
that's
I don't
obvious
think
you
that
don't
top
think.
Five. I'm just not thinking. I don't think the top five is going to be exactly that here. Mm-mm. I don't know how they're going to shuffle around exactly, but I do think there's going to be some shuffling. I could see Fournier, Boudry, and Sorensen falling out of the top five in favor of like a Lajoie Laga, God willing.
I was just going to say. Yes.
Or even a Carrera Ponomarenko if they're really good.
I was going to ask if you thought that.
Like, I could, you know, it depends on how everybody skates. Even like La Pareva Broussard are so fun from France. Our favorite
satisfaction team
gala team.
Mm-hmm. The best skaters of all time.
Oh my God. They could honestly rework. That's a dance party.
Totally.
It is.
Oh my God.
You've completely changed my outlook on the dance party theme.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh yeah.
No, that is going to be good. I want to see Benny Benassian in the dance party.
And I only want to see it with those camera angles. That's
yes, the flashing cameras.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait for two seasons to see it, though, because that's 21st century.
No, that I'm saying that if they were smart,
they would do that. Let's get to the Baroque version.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, I don't know what to expect here. I think the scores are telling us that Chalk and Bates will win again.
Yes.
But to Ashley's point, you never know.
Well, my boobs are telling me that Piper and Paul will.
Yeah. I mean, the logical side of my brain is saying Maddie Evan.
Yeah, I agree.
But
the dance side of your brain
is saying buckle up, bucko.
Yeah, what
see
is
you
the
later,
dance
cowboy.
Party side of your brain saying?
Yeah. The dance side of my brain is saying that
politics.
This is reason for upset. This
yeah,
is
Yeah, if it was going to be possible, this is the setup for it to be possible in.
But if I'm being logical, I think that we're going to see Chalk Bates, Guignard, mm-hmm. Fabry, and then
I think logically I would
Piper
say
Paul.
Chalk Bates, then Piper and Paul, then Guignard, Fabry. Like they if they don't pull off the full upset, I do think Piper and Paul at least pull up to second.
Do
and
we
frankly
know?
I could see a scary scenario in which Fear and Gibson,
Fear Gibson.
Are third.
I know.
No.
Yes.
It's just the trajectory. It's just the trajectory of the way that things are. I don't know. It was encouraging at the Grand Prix final that it appeared to shake out a little more correct.
Appropriately,
but,
maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, you don't know.
No, and, you don't know.
And I don't say no because I don't think that they're good. I just say no because, like, in the world of dance, that would be a crazy upset.
No, because it's like, no, we like them.
Yeah, they're so camp. I love it. I'm into it. I eat it up. But, like, that would be a huge change in the mix.
Well, yeah, liking a team and appreciating what they're doing is different than wanting them to get scores that don't feel appropriate vis-a-vis what other teams are getting.
Mm-hmm.
Vis-a-vis.
But, yeah, but it doesn't,
vis-a-vis
like...
Vis-a-vis is competing in the ladies.
Vis-a-vis is actually sponsoring the event.
And this, welcome to the Vis-a-vis ISU World Championships.
Where the home is where your passport is.
Yeah,
I would like to see the Finnish team break into the top five. I don't know if I'm going to see that, but I would like that because I think that they need to have a breakout moment.
The Finnish team is so good. You're talking about Turkula, right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Julia Turkula. And,
Versalius. Yes.
Yes. They're so good. Beautiful. I feel like they got hosed at Europeans.
Agreed.
And I hope that that is corrected next week. Like, this is...
Fix it.
Yeah, they deserve good scores. The thing is that it's just crowded at the top of Ice Dance. Like,
it is.
When you're thinking about, okay, great, yes, the Finnish team deserves great scores. Well, okay. Then you think Chalk Bates, Guignard Fabry, Gillis Poirier, Fournier Boudry Sorensen, Fear Gibson, Carrera Ponomarenko,
Lapareva
Broussard, Lajoie Laga, like... Read Amber Levitius. We're like,
right.
You just keep listening. Okay, where do we put them? There's so many good teams.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a, like, I could also see like Brady and Somerville. I could see like in a trying to sort everyone out, I could see them somehow ending up higher than we would expect.
What do you think is higher than we expect?
Well, what do we expect? I'm thinking, like, for them to be in the top 10 would be a huge
victory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, thinking, like, 10 or 11 for them.
But I think that there is a way in which,
best
like,
case scenario,
people have
they
tried
end up
to...
eighth, maybe?
Yes. I think that, like, there's a scenario in which people have politicked in certain ways and,
so
like,
they
it
win.
Has sorted out that they win. No, that they could be, like, seventh. Or like sixth or something. Like there's a
well,
like
it totally
a...
depends on what everybody does too. I mean,
yes.
They are, and I do think Brady and Somerville have the advantage of actually being amazing. And when
yes.
you see them, you guys remember when you see them up close practicing, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was like I was really like speechless, blown away watching it in person.
Yeah, and I think that can happen to the judges at Worlds in the lead up to this competition and they could earn really high scores.
Well, I also think it can be a little bit of like the whirlpool effect when you're in the middle of the whirlpool and everyone else is shuffling around you, that
yes.
all of a sudden like you kind of just get sucked up into the middle, and then
that's
there
what
go.
I think that could happen
because they're making their World Championships debut. You're hoping that they're not caught up in expectations, pressure, etc. They're just going out, they're doing well, you know what, like,
well, I mean,
they go out,
like
they do what they know
the
how to
mentality
do.
Mentality their team would be preparing them with, like, they,
yeah,
Janet
but it's just
Charlie
easier to just... actually have that mentality when you mm-hmm. actually are going in, you know, and this is an experience building event mm-hmm. for you,
character building
and
inspiring.
Character building.
It could be inspiring, even.
Yes. Wow, this is going to be a really fun World Championships.
I'm so
you guys.
Excited.
Yeah.
Me too.
I do have a little trivia.
Oh, right. I'm scared.
Yeah. I
it's
don't
time
know
to pay
exactly
the Piper.
How. I just have one trivia Gillis. Thing that I came across as I was looking at things. But as you know, the last time World Championships were in Montreal was 1932.
Mm-hmm.
That was right also here. The year that a certain country first competed at the World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I'm smacking my lips. I'm brushing
was
my
hair. Was it France?
Hair.
It was not France.
Was it?
Did I get it right, though? Because I guessed a country in Europe.
You got it right.
I can't say
it. Writer than me.
I don't give away hints.
Was it Belgium?
No.
Was it Germany?
No. Let me just tell you. It's
Luxembourg.
Really good. It's really good.
Okay.
Japan.
Whoa.
Who are now entering this World Championships with three defending champions in three of the four disciplines.
We love a glow up.
A huge
glow
up. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a Cinderella story.
Yeah. Not really.
From rags to riches. The story
I don't know
of Japanese
Japan was ever in rags. But yes. Well,
no.
Yeah.
Now they're in
but
world
not
titles.
Not in figure skating.
No, that's
isn't that really, cool though?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but I
yeah because
do
they're
believe
so
it.
dominant now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I do have one more little funny side note story.
Mm-hmm. Great.
The little boy that I'm working with, he's skating to La La Land for his free skate. Mm. So cute. And he's wearing, his coaches want him to wear like a white button up, and he's furious about it. He's like,
why?
If I'd known that I was going to be wearing something so boring, I wouldn't have chosen this music. And his coaches were like, well, what do you want to wear to skate to this? He pulls out a picture of Yuzuru Hanyu's costumes.
Oh, that's so cute.
He wants to be just like covered in extra
in
fabric.
Chiffon. Yes.
That's very cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this.
Speaking of Yuzuru Hanyu, did you guys realize that Jason was just in Japan a week ago doing Yuzu's show? Like, I was like, wow, that is cutting it close to Worlds. I can't believe he was doing the, I forget what it's called. It's something Note, but it's the Sendai earthquake benefit show that Yuzu mm-hmm. does every year. And mm-hmm. so it's on like March 11th is the date. But I was like, wow, I can't believe he is performing in this a week before Worlds.
Well, it's his competition practice run through.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can't believe it's mostly the travel.
It's not about performing in a show. It's just going to Japan.
That's a lot.
Like, wow, that is.
But he's so used to traveling at this point. Like, I'm sure for him, having extended periods of time at home training is weird.
Well, and I think that like when you've bought into this, like this is how I do it now, you like mm-hmm. buy into it fully. And there's like there's a show. No, I'm going to do it because old me wouldn't, new me does. And I think that there's that like level of, no, this is what I said I was going to do. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to do it this way. Yeah, it would be too close for someone else, but not for me. I'm obviously
not for Jason Brown.
Not for Jason Brown.
Yeah, I also, by the way, this is only the fifth competition he's done since Beijing.
That is also fierce.
Right?
Very. But it's going to be the 300th performance.
Yeah, he's in two nationals, one Worlds, and one Warsaw Cup.
And Adam, when you say it's going to be his 300th performance, you're kind of like not joking, because he told us that he had done 100 shows last year.
Yes. Yeah, he did over 100 shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's assume he did maybe, he said he was
cut
more,
back a little bit, right?
So let's say he did 70.
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, he could be.
He could be at like 250 3 years later. Like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, I've been chomping at the bit.
I know.
Ladies.
I know.
Let's get to the draft.
How are we doing the order?
I forgot about this draft. Oh, I hate the draft.
Okay, she's saying that now. I'm going to save that audio for if she wins and compare it to whatever audio she has after she wins.
I hope so badly. Or you just compare my attitude and it's poor both times.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, how are we doing? Like, who goes first? Do we need to flip coins or something, draw out of a hat?
I think we should do like the way that we ended the Grand Prix. So Ashley should go first, Sarah second, and I'll go third.
Okay. Ashley, who do you want?
Ilya.
I'll take Kaori.
I'm going to take Yuma.
Ugh. I want him on my team. Fine.
I'm taking Maddie and Evan.
I'll take Shoma.
I'll take Deanna.
Oh, just Deanna, though.
Yes.
I'll have to wait another turn to get Max.
I am going to take Hana Yoshida.
Oh, fun. Mm. Okay, I'll take Gillis and Poirier.
I will take Mona Chiba.
All right. Japanese women are gone.
I'm going to take Adam.
I'll take Riku and Ryuichi.
I will take Guignard and Febri.
I'm taking Kitty Paws.
Wow.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'll take Kaomura.
I will take Luna Hendrix. Not to be confused with the other Lunas in this event.
Thank you for the clarification.
Ashley? I'm going to take Fear Gibson.
Dang.
I will take Amber Glenn.
Wow.
Good call.
I believe.
Very good. I will take Carrera Panamarenko.
Good choice.
I'm taking Isabel.
Okay. I want Lejoie Laga.
I will take Conti and Machi.
I wanted them.
I'm going to take Hasa and Volodin.
I'll take Metelkina and Berulava.
I will take the skater from this country, which is...
Go
I'll
on.
I'll take Junhua Cha.
I want the little Belgian girl.
Jason Brown.
It's scary now. It's very scary now.
Totally.
I'll take Lepravin Brousseau.
I'm going to take Shaidarov.
Really good one.
Yeah.
All right. My men are done.
I will take Kim Chaeyeon.
I was just about to go for her.
I will take... God, it's scary. It's very scary.
No, it's scary.
There's a lot of pressure. There's more pressure.
Not scary to me in the slightest.
I will take as my final woman, Anastasia Gubanova.
I was looking at her. All right. Well, then for my final woman.
Woman.
I'm going to go with Hayen.
Okay. I will take Turkula Verschlutz.
Sarah, you took Metelkina and Brulov. Okay.
Yes.
I am going to take... I won't be taking them. That's for damn sure. but what I will be doing is I will be taking, obviously, U.S. Americans who... I will be taking, I need to just put up or shut up. I'm going to take, all right, this is either going to be my downfall or this will be where I win it all. Chan and Hao.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That is some faith.
I'm going to go with Trinidad.
I'm torn about my final pick. That was your final pick, right, Ashley?
Yeah. No, well, for pairs.
No, it should be your final pick. Period.
One, two.
Because I am on my final pick.
I don't have a third dance team.
How is that possible? I have three dance teams.
Yeah.
You sure you don't?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay, my final pick, Pavlova Sviatchenko.
Mm-hmm. And my last man... will be Camden Pulkkinen.
Okay. Wait, so Ashley, I think... So your dance teams...
Oh, because I have one, two...
Did you pick too many of three. Something else?
I have four women.
Who was the woman you most recently selected?
Hayen. Hayen was my last woman. Okay.
So you'll
drop
Hayen, and you need to pick a dance team. I was like, there's no way. I was like, there's just... Okay.
I was suspicious when I started counting. all right. Well, then I am proudly going to take Brady Somerville.
Great.
Okay.
Wow.
It's done.
The final
one of us is going to regret not picking Reed Ambrulevicius, I think.
There's so it's like blinding to see all of these
There's so many good skaters that could and all of these, like we just discussed, all of them could do well.
Yes. And I want the listener to know that when we're doing the draft, there's so much pressure.
Well, and you can't remember like what you've picked, or you're just trying to not pick the same thing as somebody else. And
yeah. And then you walk away and you go, damn it.
I picked four women.
So. Yeah, right. Well, I actually picked four women. So. Wow.
All right.
What
you guys.
A time to be alive. I can't wait for this World Championships.
Unfortunately, Kate Middleton cannot say the same.
No. Because we were actually waiting on a quote from her.
I read that she's on track for an Easter return, quote unquote.
What year?
They're going to keep you guessing. They'll be like, we just said Easter. We didn't tell you what decade.
Oh, the number of memes, though, that are like about Jesus coming back on Easter are just, it's too good. Like, you can't write this stuff.
No.
Yeah.
You can live it, though. You just can't write it.
I am living it. I am living it.
Sarah, have a safe trip to Montreal. We can't wait to hear what it's like in arena.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold trip to Montreal. It's going to be really cold there all week. So,
really?
Yeah, wish me luck.
Frigid.
We wish you luck.
Yeah, it's going to be like in about 30 all week.
Wow.
I know.
It's really rough for someone coming from Atlanta.
Really rough. I literally got a sunburn yesterday in 75 degree weather.
I was going to ask if you had a sunburn.
I do.
Do you see how my skin matches the color of my white walls behind me?
Yeah.
The sun doesn't shine in Boston.
No, not at this
time.
And
I avoid the sun. I'm slathered in SPF.
I was wearing SPF.
Your IRL skin that can't handle the sun.
It's my in real life skin.
Get ready with me as I put more sunscreen on my face.
Get ready with me while I find my SPF.
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 That's all we have for now, folks.
That's showbiz, baby.
And we will
See you after the World Championships.
Yes, we will.
I can't believe we've done a full season.
A full year
skating.
Of this show.
Oh my god, wait, you guys.
Bon anniversary.
Was our first episode pre-Worlds or post-Worlds?
Post. Right?
I think it was pre.
I think we did the World Championships last year.
I think we did do a pre-Worlds episode.
Oh, my God.
I need to get Ziggy in here so we can sing happy birthday and he can howl for us.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you have to tell everybody that story now or it won't make sense.
I should call him in. So my dog, it was his first birthday and we just started singing happy birthday to him and he started looking really panicked and was like getting really like worked up and then all of a sudden erupted in a howl because he was so concerned that people were singing I don't know in unison
as he should be
and so now he every time someone sings happy birthday he is triggered and will just howl and he doesn't do it for any other song so happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to Ziggy.
Happy birthday to Ziggy, our October baby.
Wow, yes. I just checked, by the way, our feed. Our initial pilot episode was a Worlds preview last year.
Whoa! Oh, my God! It's full circle.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday to
And if you have listened to us this entire year, thank you and I'm sorry.
And we love you.
And we love
do
you.
Love you. Yes.
And we're very sorry.
I'm so sorry. It means a lot to us that you're
wow,
still here.
You guys, we did a year of this.
I know. Well,
I didn't.
Adam and I did.
Yeah, but you brought the most flair. You've had like the most dramatic transition.
Well, I bring the personality.
Yes.
Sarah brings friendship and you bring trauma.
Yes, I'm trauma.
I feel like I'm bringing a little trauma and personality too. I mean,
I'm always bringing trauma.
I think we're always bringing a little
of
each.
My best quality.
I'm probably bringing the most friendship.
That's probably true.
You send cards.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Never have I ever.
I still have my holiday cards that I did not send out that are stamped and addressed. And I'm just giving
They say Happy New Year, and he's going to send them in April.
Well, because it's still a new year.
It's still a new year.
I think as long as I send the cards out before June, which would be like halfway point, it's still the new year.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. If people are still calling it the new judging system, you can get away with calling it the new year.
Ashley, your holiday card says Ashley, Alex, and baby. That's how outdated it is.
Wow, that's pre-December 13th.
Yeah. Oh, I had them ready to go. I just didn't send them. I will, though.
It's fine.
You guys, well, I'm taken aback. We did a year.
By our dedication?
I'm shocked.
Here's to many more.
Cheers, yeah. My dears.
Wow.
Here's
and
to
cheers
Britney
to
Spears.
Everyone else. Happy World's Week.
Yeah, enjoy everyone. It's going to be
May the odds be ever one. In Amber Glenn's favor.
Hell yes. Let's go.
Glennheads right. Unite.
All right,
Glennheads,
guys.
We're back.
We're back. We'll see you soon. Have fun. Enjoy. We'll talk to you after the World Championships.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bon voyage.
Bye.
Goodbye.